Recently, a little boy has gone viral online after his racist response to his mom getting hit on by a white man. Let's talk about it. Guys, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible so you know what to do. Now, before we get into this now viral video, it is so important that we catch the signs of hate in children. Hate is not natural, I don't think. I think it is learned. And this video that we're about to watch, I think will emphasize that point. Exactly. Here's a video that went viral on both TikTok and Twitter. On Twitter, it has 1.3 million views. The caption says, "A white dude winked and blew me a kiss, and this was my son's reaction. He doesn't want no one flirting with his mama." Let's see the video.
The man had it.
He literally hugged my son. Like, get back. Not even your skin color. Like, go find somebody else. Walk with your little friend.
Now, this video went viral on TikTok because a lot of people thought it was cute, right? Oh, it's so cute that the little son wants to defend his mama from maybe unwanted advances. But I want to go back to that point that he said about the skin color. Let's hear that again.
Get back. Not even your skin color.
Hmm. We're not even your skin color. This is not a natural response, right? It doesn't matter how upset you are over a man blowing a kiss at your mom, what the circumstances of the situation are. To think and have your immediate thought be, we are not even the same skin color when it comes to somebody dating your mother, is not okay. It is a racist learned behavior, and I have no idea who he learned it from. I'm not going to pass a judgment. I'm not going to attribute it to a certain person, but it is not okay. And when you teach kids this at a very young age, you might find it funny. Ha ha, what an offhanded comment he just made. But this young man is going to grow up, and that racial animosity that he feels at this very young age is going to become racial animosity that he feels at an older age. If your kid's first response to a situation like this is he's not even the same color as us, something has failed. It could be parenting, it could be outside influences, but something has failed. And in my opinion, this mother should have immediately stopped her son and said, "What did you just say about people with a different skin color?" Flipped it back and said, "We do not say that about people because that is racist and that is wrong. We do not judge people because they have a different skin color to us." And I can't help but point out that this sort of racial animosity is always okay when pointed in the direction of white people. It reminds me of that very famous video that we responded to on this channel titled, "What Are We Doing to White People?" by Charlie Chan.
Let's talk about what we're doing to white people. In the past decade, there has been a noticeable cultural shift in what constitutes acceptable speech as it relates to white people.
You need to ask permission from everybody in the group to bring your white friend. Like,
can single-handedly cause the white genocide that they are so afraid.
White people do not need to explain to anybody about us all bleeding red because, baby, you all are the people that need to learn that lesson.
And you know what really sucks about seeing a video like this with such a young boy saying something so heinous? It's that it's not necessarily his fault. Kids are sponges. They absorb what's around them. And if what's around them is hate and vitriol and anger, be it from their parents or outside influence, that's what they are going to take in and spit back out into the world. So somebody around this young man is spewing racial animosity. That's what he's thinking is okay. That's what he's thinking is normal. And that's what he's throwing towards the man who flirted with his mother before this video. It's very reminiscent to me of a video that went viral a year or so back where there were young boys in the streets actively hitting police officers. And these boys are babies, essentially, toddlers, who were saying heinous things to these police officers, cursing at them and even hitting them. Here's the clip. I literally am speechless. Every time I see this video clip, I'm speechless. It rocked me when I saw it the first time. It rocks me now. And again, this is learned behavior. Kids do not actively act like this without being shown this behavior somewhere else. And more often than not, it's coming from a lack of actual parental guidance. It might not even be that they're seeing their parents act like this. It might be that their parent is not there. With this mom who's being flirted with, I wonder, is this kid's father around to show him healthy forms of masculinity, how we should treat other people, how we should engage in situations like this when we feel angry, when we feel like somebody is doing something that we do not like? How do we engage with police officers like these young kids, toddlers, decided to do in this video? What is the right way to handle that? There is a lack of good, strong role models for these children, and they need them. These young children who act like this on these little TikTok videos that we see and go viral and funny haha on the internet, they turn into teenagers and adults, and they wreak havoc on society so long as they do not have guidance about how to be a healthy member of our community. And when you see kids this young doing this stuff, I have to say, shame on your parents. Shame on whoever is supposed to be responsible for this child and teaching them how to navigate this world, because this is not the right way to do it. These videos are disturbing to see hatred like this show at such a young age, and I can only imagine what this turns into if there is not some system of intervention and accountability for these young children. And it seems as though it's going to be a growing problem. And I don't want to make this a racial thing. This seems to be an issue among just young people in general. There is a lack of role models. There is a lack of fatherhood. And unfortunately, the Black community is being hit the hardest with these issues. So more and more, I think we're going to see videos of children who look like this engaging in this sort of behavior, although it is a shared struggle. The Black community is not the only community dealing with this problem. All you have to do is look up the stats. And I don't know how we fix this, but collectively, we need better role models and adults who are deciding to intervene when they see things like this happening. We must do better. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on these videos. Drop them in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy debate. I don't know what there is to debate when it comes to these just harrowing images of hatred within young children, but drop it down below and let me know how you feel. Guys, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day, and I will see you tomorrow.